It's that manager who says, I've been doing this for years. What could a training program possibly teach me? Or the team member who shrugs off learning opportunities because they think their skill set is untouchable. This kind of complacency doesn't just hurt individuals. It's a slow poison for teams, projects, and businesses. In a world that's changing faster than ever, where new technologies, strategies, and challenges emerge every day, the refusal to grow and adapt is a recipe for disaster. Stagnant leaders and team members drag everyone else down, stifle innovation, and ultimately cost businesses their edge. But here's the thing. This issue can be fixed. In today's episode, I want to dive into this mindset, how it develops, and how to break through the resistance, and how embracing a culture of continuous learning can supercharge your team and your business. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast that takes on the tough topics that businesses can't afford to ignore. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm tackling a mindset that's far more dangerous than most people realize. The belief that you don't need training because you already know everything you need to know. If you've ever thought, I don't need this training or work with someone who has, this episode is for you. Let's crack the complacency wide open and get to the heart of what it means to truly grow as a leader in a team. Ready to challenge the status quo? Let's get into it. The following story is fictional, but it's based on real-life events in different situations. And today's story is about Raymond, a project manager whose belief that training was a waste of time nearly sunk his team and his project. Now, he was the kind of manager who prided himself on experience. He'd been in the game for years and figured he already knew everything he needed to know to get the job done. When corporate suggested training sessions on new project management tools and techniques, he scoffed. Why waste time in a classroom when we've got deadlines to meet? It wasn't just about him. Raymond didn't want his team attending either. He saw it as a distraction, pulling people away from what really mattered, working on the project. So at first, this approach seemed to work. He and his team dove into the project, hammering away at tasks, convinced they could power through any challenge. But as the project grew more complex, cracks began to show. First, there were missed deadlines, then inefficient workflows, and technical mishaps started piling up. And team members grew frustrated, struggling with outdated tools and techniques they didn't know how to handle. Communication broke down, and morale hit an all-time low. Now, one day during a critical client presentation, a major error in the project was exposed, an error that could have been avoided if the team had been trained on the latest software. The client wasn't happy, and neither was Raymond's boss. So, for the first time, Raymond had to confront the truth. His resistance to training wasn't saving time. It was costing them everything. Reluctantly, he agreed to enroll himself and his team in a series of training sessions. At first, the team was skeptical, and so was Raymond. But as the training progressed, something remarkable happened. The team learned to use new tools that streamlined their work and cut hours of manual effort. They picked up techniques for better collaboration and communication, and suddenly tasks that had been overwhelming became manageable, and deadlines that seemed impossible became achievable. Even Raymond found himself learning. He picked up strategies for organizing projects more effectively, managing risks, and empowering his team. and for the first time in years, he felt like he was growing as a leader. The impact on the project was undeniable. Productivity soared, errors dropped, and the team was finally hitting its stride. Morale improved dramatically as team members felt equipped to tackle challenges instead of being overwhelmed by them. By the time the project was completed, Raymond's perspective had completely shifted. He wasn't just a believer in training, he became an advocate for it. He scheduled regular training sessions for himself and his team, and ensuring they stayed ahead of the curve with the latest methods and technologies. Now, Raymond's story is a powerful reminder that in today's fast-paced world, staying still is falling behind. Training is not a distraction. It's an investment in success. So, if you've ever thought, I don't need training, or brushed it off as a waste of time, take a page from Raymond's playbook. The right training, and that's a tricky one, at the right time, that's also tricky, can transform not just your skills, but your entire team's trajectory. Don't wait for problems to force your hand. Embrace learning and watch the results speak for themselves. Now, let's take a look in depth here on Raymond's transformation. Let's be honest about this. It didn't happen overnight. It was a gradual process driven by hard lessons, tangible results, and a shift in mindset. So here's how Raymond went from dismissing training as a waste of time to becoming one of its biggest advocates. We start out with acknowledging the need for change. The critical moment came when a major client exposed the error during a presentation, an error that could have been prevented if the team had been trained on the new tools. And this public failure was a wake-up call for Raymond. So here's his realization. He could no longer deny that his resistance to training was hurting the project, his team, and his reputation. This wasn't just about saving face. It was about ensuring the project's success for moving forward. Now, starting small, Raymond agreed to a single training session for himself and his team, but he remained very skeptical, and he chose a topic that addressed an immediate project need, learning the new project management software they had to use. Now, during the training, Raymond discovered features in the software that streamlined workflows and eliminated redundant tasks, and the immediate time savings showed him the practical benefits of learning something new. So then he started seeing results. So what happened? After implementing what they learned in the initial training, the team started meeting deadlines more consistently and reducing errors. The quick turnaround in efficiency made a strong impression on Raymond. And he saw that the training wasn't just theoretical. It had direct, measurable impacts on the project's success. And he began to connect the dots between learning and improved performance. So he started listening to his team. What happened? Well, encouraged by the success of the first training, team members started suggesting other areas where training could help, such as communication strategies, conflict resolution, and advanced technical tools. And he realized that his team's input was valuable, and that empowering them with the right skills would make his job easier as a manager. Then we had personal growth. He began attending leadership workshops and webinars focused on projects and strategies. He learned not just new tools, but also soft skills like delegation, active listening, and team motivation. He started enjoying the process of learning and self-improvement, and it boosted his confidence and gave him a new perspective on how to lead effectively. And so he started to build a culture of learning, because inspired by the positive outcomes, Raymond started integrating training into the team's workflow. He scheduled monthly sessions on relevant topics and encouraged team members to share what they had learned. He saw that making training a regular part of the team's routine created a more collaborative and forward-thinking environment. His team became a more proactive and innovative team. And now he became an advocate, because over time, Raymond began recommending training programs to other managers in the organization. He shared his story of transformation and even participated in company panels about the importance of continuous learning. So training wasn't just about fixing immediate problems. It was a long-term investment in staying competitive and creating a more capable team. So what were the key factors in Raymond's shift? Well, we saw tangible benefits. Seeing immediate results in efficiency and team morale helped him connect the value of training to project success. He started getting feedback from team members. The team's enthusiasm for learning helped Raymond see training as a way to empower them and not just himself. And then leadership development. Personal growth through leadership training gave Raymond the tools he needed to embrace change and inspire his team. He also created a learning habit. By making training a regular practice, he saw it as part of the team's workflow and not a disruption. So, Raymond's journey shows that even the most reluctant leaders can become champions of learning when they experience its value firsthand. His transformation not only salvaged the project, but also created a culture of growth and innovation that set his team up for long-term success. So let's take a look at the value of training. And I know this seems probably basic, but, you know, it's missing in a lot of places. But investing in continuous learning can really help. So here's what can happen. First of all, there's complacency. We already know what we're doing. Time concerns. We can't afford to take time away from work or training. Or budget problems. It's too expensive. Or fear of change. What we're doing works. Why change it? So let's take a look at the benefits for the organization. You can end up with increased productivity. Training improves efficiency by equipping employees with the latest tools and skills. Then there's higher quality output because knowledgeable teams produce better results with fewer errors. Then there's competitive advantage. Staying ahead of industry trends ensures that businesses remain relevant. And employee retention, which is a big deal for everybody. Opportunities for learning and growth boost morale, and they reduce turnover. And I saw this stat coming out of the Association for Talent Development. Companies that invest in training see a 24% higher profit margin than those that don't. For management, there's improved decision-making. Training on leadership and data-driven strategies enhances managerial confidence. There's better team performance. Managers trained in communication and motivation can create high-performing teams. There's conflict resolution skills. Training equips managers to handle disputes effectively and reducing workplace tension. There's also adaptability because staying updated on trends allows managers to pivot strategies as needed. The business writer John Maxwell said, "A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and then shows the way." Now, the benefits for workers. Well, you're going to have increased job satisfaction because employees feel valued and supported when given opportunities to grow. There's skill development. Training prepares workers for more complex tasks and future career opportunities. And learning teamwork and communication strategies reduces misunderstandings. And confident employees are more proactive and innovative. The LinkedIn Learning Report gave the stat that 76% of employees say opportunities for development are a top factor in job satisfaction. Now, there's a ripple effect of training. For the business, there's higher profits, better client satisfaction, and reduced costs from errors. For the teams, there's stronger collaboration, faster problem solving, and higher morale. And for individuals, personal growth, career advancement, and a series of achievement. And then training as a culture, not as an event. This is really important. It's not a one and done. So training should be continuous, not a one-time occurrence. And you can combine classroom or online and hands-on for maximum impact. It'll vary from team to team, person to person. And use employee input to tailor training programs for real needs. They have good ideas. So for example, you could have monthly workshops on emerging technologies, quarterly leadership seminars for managers, or skill-specific certifications for employees. Now, there's going to be objections from the team that I've encountered. Very, very common. Let's take a look at those. First of all, there's a time concern. Well, you could schedule short, focused sessions to minimize disruption to the projects. Then there's a budget issue. So if we leverage online platforms and cross-training, those can be done very inexpensively. There's going to be resistance to change. Well, highlight success stories and involve employees in selecting training topics. Have them choose what they'd like to get trained on. And fear of turnover after training. That's a big thing among management. But studies show employees are more loyal to companies that invest in their growth. I'm thinking of a retail chain I read about that implemented team communication training, and they had a 20% increase in customer satisfaction and a reduced turnover by 15%. There's also a tech firm I saw introduced leadership coaching for managers, and they had faster project delivery and increased employee engagement. Because training creates measurable, lasting benefits for the organization of all types. And I've seen this stat from LinkedIn Learning Report that said $4.53 ROI for every dollar invested. A comeback in productivity and performance. And the metrics you want to track is employee performance improvement, reduced error rates, faster time to completion of tasks, all help you figure out how your money is coming back to you from the gap without training now to full training. Now, how to get started? You assess needs, identify the skill gaps, and align training with business goals. You create a plan with a calendar for regular training sessions so people know what's coming. And involve employees in deciding the topics. They will be great at that. And then you want to track progress and adapt based on feedback. So you want to empower your team. You want to transform your business because training is not just a cost. It's an investment in the future of your business. By equipping your team with the skills and the knowledge they need, you're building a foundation for success, innovation, and growth. So start creating your training roadmap today because the smartest teams never stop learning. And a bright future-focused image, such as team brainstorming with laptops and notebooks, will get you a lot of the ways there. So let's get straight to it. Training isn't just a nice to have. It's the backbone of a thriving business. A lack of training might seem harmless in the short term, but over time it can sabotage your team, your projects, and your bottom line. Outdated skills, miscommunication, and avoidable mistakes don't just slow things down. They cost you money, customers, and even your best talent. But here's the truth. Training is the fix. It's how you future-proof your business, empower your employees, and stay competitive in a world that's constantly changing. Whether it's a workshop on the latest tools, a seminar on leadership strategies, or a quick refresher on communication skills, training doesn't just improve performance. It transforms it. So when you invest in training, you're not just building better employees. You're building a stronger, more adaptable business. Your team becomes more engaged, your processes run smoother, and your results speak for themselves. So, if you've been putting off training because of time, budget, or complacency, now's the time to act. The cost of doing nothing is far higher than the cost of investing in growth and other areas. Start small, start today, but most importantly, start. Because the businesses that thrive aren't the ones standing still. They're the ones always learning, always growing. Hey, thanks so much for joining me on Ignoring the Rules. Time went quickly here. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And remember, when it comes to training, the real question isn't can we afford it, it's can we afford not to. And please go to WayneRobertson.com for more details and information on this whole series of podcasts on how we handle things a little better each and every day. Until next time, I'm Wayne Robertson, reminding you to lead smarter, grow faster, and never stop learning.